This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
It is official. The Obama administration State Department absolutely did spy on some folks. They did indeed. I don't know if I'm on the list of people that were spied on because I am an essential worker. I'm a key player in American politics and American politics. So maybe I'm on that list. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. I know my buddy Dan Bongino is on that list. That's what I was told. That's what I read. I read Dan Bongino was on that list. And I feel like I'm as relevant as Dan. He might have a bigger audience. He may even have a bigger bank account. But I'm just as relevant. So I may be on that list. I'm pretty sure I am. In fact, I'm very confident that I am. I'm not under the radar. But I wonder how, and maybe some of the things that I find out, like, down the road, like, why didn't this happen positively? It was because I was on this list. Who knows? 844-551-8255. Maybe you have a theory of if I'm on a list somewhere, a hit list or some other kind of list. I was talking to a friend of mine. She works in the administration, and she says, Kevin, she says, I need to make a phone call for you. And I said, why is that? She says, you don't get invited to these White House events, and I think that's, she went on to say, it's pathetic, you know, and all this. And I said, yeah, I was wondering the same thing. I said, now, the good news is I have the type of friends that can give me a meeting with the president anytime I want. I just really haven't had a lot to say. Now, we got some projects launched, and we're going to set up some meetings. But at the time, I was like, I don't want to be in a gaggle of 500 black people going, yeah, black people for Trump. I mean, that doesn't mean much to me. Yeah, I know a lot of people do, and good for them if they're happy with that. You do a little quick photo op, but I want the president to see me and say, "Hey, Cap, so hey, what's up? How's that project going along?" Oh, good, sir. You know, that kind of thing. But anyway, yeah, she said to me, she goes, "We got to get you, you know, into some of these deals." And I said, "Well, I appreciate you noticing. I do." And she is a wonderful person. I'm not going to say her name, but she's wonderful. But she works in administration. So I'll have a little bit more visibility in that regard. And I'm supposed to be emceeing an event for the president on September the 24th, a town hall. So if that comes off, then obviously I'll be seeing him then. Waiting on Secret Service clearance on that, so we'll see what happens. Anyway, I am an essential worker, and I'm an essential human being. I am a VIP. We have this program we launched called VIP Vote in Person. It's at unhyphenatedamerica.org. So go to VIP.unhyphenatedamerica.org, and you can find out about this. But you are a VIP, a very important person, and you need to make your vote count. And here's why. Because there are people out there who consider us a danger to society. They put us on the list. Yep. And I was curious. I didn't know if Alan West and Star Parker and others have made this list. But I do know there's a list of conservatives that are at the State Department, and we're considered rogues. And John Solomon, an investigative reporter, he said the surveillance operation, which began March of 2019, was run out of the U.S. Embassy in Kiev while under the command of then-ambassador and impeachment witness Marie Yovanovitch. Solomon began publishing stories about the embassy's activities, and here's what they said. When the embassy sought help from the State Department in Washington to use a contractor called CrowdTangle to continue the social media monitoring, it was advised that the activities were, quote, barred by federal law. An official familiar with the documents told his staff. The embassy ceased activities and asked for training about the issue. So they had already broken the law, and then they said, well, whoo, we got to backtrack. So they ceased the activities. They had already done it. Yep. So where are the real journalists that are going to out these people for this stuff? The ones that Obama threatened to throw in jail? You remember this? Boy, imagine if Trump's administration monitored opposition party citizens, what would they be doing? Do you think this story would be mainstream news if that had occurred? Now, I talked, a couple days ago, a day ago, whatever, about when you are considered, like, I would never monitor anybody on the left. I'm saying, I suspect them of terrorism, but if they're just crazy, like AOC, I wouldn't keep a file on AOC. You get what I'm saying? But Barack Obama, he's... And Valerie Jarrett, remember, she says, if you're not part of our program, we will come to get you. We will hurt you. That's who the people are on that list. And I know John Solomon didn't say my name, but, you know, they have a tendency to just give you the bigger names. So I'm probably way down on that list. But I believe in my heart of hearts, I'm on that list. But I want you to imagine if Trump did it. Recall, Obama targeted journalists. He threatened to put some of them in prison. That's what he said, I will put you in prison. So this article continues. It says, while the released documents will have some information redacted, they will identify 13 Americans whose accounts were targeted and confirm that some officials were aware of the monitoring. Those monitored also include Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani, president of Judicial Watch Tom Fitton, Sebastian Gorka, Fox News personalities Sarah Carter and Dan Bongino, and others. They didn't put my name there, but I know they were monitoring me. They're not going to fool me. Now, here's what I will tell you. This, along with all the other things we've been talking about, does not look good for the Democrats. Why would Obama selectively monitor certain conservatives? Remember the situation with Lois Lerner, former IRS honcho, who targeted conservative groups for destruction, wouldn't give us our 501c3s. We know she was doing it, and she got a slap on the wrist. Of course, Mr. Magnanimous, Baby Black Jesus, says, I ran the most scandal-free administration in history, but it was nothing but scandals. But does any of this surprise you by Obama? It doesn't me. Not surprised at all. Because, see, the thing is, folks, you're relevant. We are relevant. Some of you may be on this list. I'm not even trying to be funny when I say I know for a fact that there's a dossier that exists with me in it somewhere. I know it. I feel it. I've never seen it. Nobody's even told me that. But you can't be as vocal as I've been about the previous administration without expecting some ramifications from it. And thank goodness Hillary Clinton lost. Who knows?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So why is it that so many Democratic strategists are encouraging him not to debate? Lori?
I think that's an imaginary controversy that's going around, mostly on conservative news networks. Joe Biden has never said that he does not want to debate, and I have not heard from within my circles that people are discouraging him from doing so.
Bobby, I see you're frustrated with this. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, it sounds just like Brian Stelter, who's getting hammered over at CNN because his own network, CNN, has run an op-ed saying we don't need debates.
Yeah.
New York Times just had one. Newsweek had one. They're all in coordination, which is so typical of the left. They are in coordination to push an agenda because they know. They know what everyone else kind of thinks, but they don't want to talk about. And that is Joe Biden is losing it. Dan Bongino was tweeting the other day saying he's talking to folks, and whatever's going on with Joe Biden is getting worse. So the last thing they want to do is get him out in public debating. And so you've got your whipping boys, you've got New York Times, you've got your Newsweek, you've got other people, you've got CNN saying, hey, maybe we don't need this. Maybe this is passe. Maybe they can't get their points across. Believe me, one-on-one for 90 minutes, you can make a distinction.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. Lots to talk about, but I want to, there's a lot of Biden news that I wasn't able to get to. in the first hour, so I want to cover some of it now. Now, Democratic strategists, the host leads off by saying Democratic strategists are encouraging Biden not to debate. And she says, that's conservative news networks that are saying that. And the girl chimes in, we're on CNN. And then the guy comes in, he says, CNN's running an op-ed saying we don't need debates. Brian Stelter is saying we don't need debates. Since when have we not debated? Since when have we not shown the public the difference between one candidate and the other? Then he goes on. New York Times, Newsweek, they're all offering this up. We don't need debates. Now, here's the deal. Here again, the left tells you the lie, right? We don't need debates. They know we need debates. They tell you the opposite of what's true. We don't need debates. Of course you need debates. You want to know. If you're going to make a decision between one person or the other, I don't want to hear the noise of commercials and all that. I want to see them read their lips, see their lips move when they make whatever comments they make. See who I believe more than the other. Because that's how you make a determination. Do you like somebody? Is it a person of character? You can see where the conversation is duplicitous and things like this. You watch body language. Are they shifty-eyed, etc.? Of course you need debate. But they don't want you to have that debate because they know what's going to happen if Joe Biden debates. Let me tell you something, folks. The media can ignore Joe Biden's obvious detachment from reality. They can even try to ignore his detachment from his own racism. But they have one major problem that they have to deal with. Joe Biden will always be Joe Biden. There is no changing this man. There is no coaching him. His mind is shot. And Donald Trump now has the secret decoder ring of how to get to him. Why do you think Trump was such an interesting case study. This man will be studied for hundreds of years. Because Donald Trump just tells you the blatant truth. Hey, guy's not all there. And people are starting to realize Donald Trump's not one of these guys that says it because he's trying to gain political points. I think Donald Trump really feels sorry for Biden. He's got to beat him. I got to beat him because he's my opponent. But I really feel sorry. Why? And not only that, he feels sorry for America that there are millions of people who would rather see a demented person in office than a proven leader. I mean, it's got to weigh on his mind. Anyway. Joe Biden is Joe Biden. How long ago, folks, was it that Joe Biden told black people how to maintain their black card? And I'm going to talk a lot about Biden for the remainder of the hour because he's a case study in the last week with just the things that he said and he's done. You remember? You ain't black if you don't vote for Biden. And as I said about that interview that he did with Charlemagne the God, he said something far worse earlier when Charlemagne the God says, how are you doing, Mr. Vice President? He says, I'm doing fine, in good health, you know, staying away from the coronavirus, whatever. How you doing? I'm blessed, black, and highly favored. Ah, you black people aren't. You're going through some struggles. Oh, no, well, you're right, Mr. Vice President. And I highlight that, and I dare you to go look at that clip, and you'll see what I'm talking about, where he asks the black guy, how are you doing? The black guy gives him the answer, and he doesn't say, oh, well, good for you. Glad to hear it. He tells him, no, you're not. And guess what that leftist, Charlemagne the God, does? You're right, Mr. Vice President, you're right. Because that's what's called a step and fetch a Negro. Now, let me just explain this one more time. If I say to you, how you doing, Bill? Oh, Kevin, doing fine. Great, good to hear, Bill. How about you, Kev? Bill? I'm a blessed guy. Wonderful, Kev. That's the conversation. Because what Charlemagne the God could have said was, you know, how you doing, Mr. Vice President? Oh, doing great. You know, feeling great and all that. Well, there is some speculation that maybe you're not doing as great as you think. You know, there's rumors afloat about you suffering from some cognitive issues. He could have pressed. It would have been legit. But he didn't, out of respect. But what did Biden do? When he gets the word, oh, I'm black, I'm blessed, black, and highly favored. No, you're not. You know what that was? A total lack of respect. It was Biden trying to make a political point, telling a black guy, I'm a 77-year-old white man. I'm going to tell you how you're feeling. I'm the guy running for president. I'm going to tell you how you're feeling. I'm going to tell you what to eat. I'm going to tell you where you're going to go to school. I'm going to tell you when you're going to go on lockdown. And I'm going to lock you up when I feel like it. And I'm going to do all this kind of stuff to you. And you're going to take it. And he's like, yes, sir, boss. Yes, sir, Mr. Vice President. Sure thing, sir. That's exactly what you witnessed. It's an insult. What does that make white people, if you ain't black, and you ain't black if you don't vote for Biden? What does it make white people? I'm just curious. Undolazol, you got an answer for me? Or maybe here's my answer. If you vote for Biden and you're white, you're just ignorant. How about that? You're just ignorant. Anyway, I'm digressing because I wanted to talk about Biden's abject disdain for black people beyond these issues that we're talking about, because he has a new incident where he showcases not only how he feels about black folks, but he showcases how the party of lynching of Negroes feels about black people, and how he himself actually believed that black people are too stupid to think individually. We're like little fish. We move with the herd. We're bait fish. And any time that the dolphins or the sharks or the swordfish or the whales want to come and swallow us up, they can. Because we're all going to swim in a big pool, you know, this school. And we'll migrate and run because, you know, we can't protect ourselves. That's what Joe Biden essentially said. And when we come back, I want to play the clip of what he actually said, and he's now done his mea culpa. Oh, it was misconstrued, but no, it wasn't. I'll explain.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump visiting Shanksville, Pennsylvania, reminding us that it's important to honor every police officer, firefighter, and EMT.
Today we honor their extraordinary sacrifice and every first responder who keeps America safe.
The victims of United Flight 93 are being remembered as heroes for their acts of courage, and Family of Flight's Vice President Ed Root notes how memories of those lost in the 2001 crash can come up at a moment's notice.
At the moment, we were beginning to know each other a little bit, to learn a little bit more about the men and women who shared those last moments of life on Flight 93.
Firefighters in Oregon and California continuing to fight wildfires, the governors of each state declaring a state of emergency. You're listening to USA Radio News. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo discussing a peace deal that's been 20 years in the making, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo welcoming long-awaited and what he calls very historic peace talks between the Afghan government and the insurgent Taliban. Warning, though, negotiations between Afghans' warring parties are likely to be a bit contentious.
We're proud of what we've achieved, but it's time for this next step. And I'm mindful of how difficult these conversations will be among the Afghans, but it's theirs for the taking. It's their country.
Pompeo is speaking to reporters in Doha, Qatar, where the talks are being held.
At least 30 phones used by members of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's team all had their data wiped clean before an official could check the devices for records. That's according to documents released yesterday by the Department of Justice. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I feel like we talked about this next subject. I really do. I know I've talked about it. I've touched on this because I've told many of you that you should not in any way associate with leftists if you can avoid it. It's kind of like saying please if you're on the beach. They bring nothing to the party but gloom and despair. They bug the crap out of you. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com, where I study lots of things. I study leftists. I tell people a lot of times, I am a professional in understanding the mind of a leftist. I don't have any degrees in psychology, psychiatry, none of it. I don't even know what you need, okay? But I'll tell you this, I got a PhD in studying leftists. I cannot, there's nothing you can tell me about a leftist that I don't know. Bad, not observed in the lab of life. So true. And this is why I tell you, unless you are planning a riot or you're looting something, don't hire a leftist. It turns out they make really crappy employees. Now, I don't have to tell you that. Let me tell you why. You either worked with them, you worked for them, which is pretty unusual if you work for them, but you've worked with them, or they've worked for you. And if you've been in any one of those circumstances with a leftist, it ended badly. It was horrible. Horrible. As Charles Barkley would say, it was terrible. It was terrible. There's a study from the Office of Redundancy Office where we learned that leftists make crappy employees. Why? Because the pansies complain all day long. Summit News reported, study conducted by Dr. Jeremy Burnett involving almost 400 employees age 25.9 on average across 7 U.S. colleges about different events that had recently gotten, quote, substantial media attention. The study notes that the events consisted of 17 items developed to assess the proclivity to be offended, 8 moral outrage items, and 11 microaggression items, 9 political correctness items. Yeah. 8 moral outrage, 11 microaggression, and 9 political correctness. That's interesting. The proclivity, 17 for the proclivity to be offended, 8 for moral outrage, 11 for microaggression, and 9 for political correctness. I just want to be sure you got all of them. 4 categories. It noted that some people have a high proclivity to be offended. They call it PTBO. which the study describes as a state-like tendency to be sensitive to customarily innocuous societal events and traditions. In other words, they stir up crap over nothing. All right? For example, playing of the United States anthem. That's enough to set some of these clowns off in your work environment. Now, I've said this many times. Blacks, women, other minorities, whatever, this is the reason why people go, I don't want to hire them. Mm-mm. They said those with high PTBO have a tendency to view an array of events and or traditions as offensive. So if you were to play, if you were walking to your office, your cubicle or whatever, and you would be playing the national anthem, there are people in America who work at jobs, a.k.a. leftists, who would complain to HR that you offended them because of that. If you wore a flag tie or a flag on your lapel, there are people that would say they're offended by that. If you were having a conversation and you said on the phone out loud to somebody, yeah, well, of course I think all lives matter. You would be reported to HR, likely fired, if you weren't waterboarded before they, I don't know, put electric prods on your naughty bits. Who knows? They say they are also likely to feel that social events or traditions to which they take offense also violate moral or equitable standards. The study notes, they're easily triggered, folks. They're easily triggered by anything on the planet. And here's the problem. You don't even know what triggers them. Leftists rarely get anything done. That's what this report essentially says. Apparently, perpetual outrage impedes work. No wonder these whiners are always looking for the easy jobs, right? Union jobs, politics. And then the biggest job that leftists occupy at any given time, all over the world, the job of being welfare recipients. The article continues. Dr. Burnett found that high PTBOs are less productive because they are constantly worrying about how their organizations they work for are less fair than everywhere else. They consume a lot of time complaining about trivial matters. The person offended by everyday occurrences divert important and limited cognitive resources away from the client and potential sales toward a task irrelevant stimuli, the study notes. So in other words, as opposed to buckling down and saying, you know what, I got to make this sale, pays the bills, it does what it does. They're so busy being outraged and other things that, guess what, work doesn't occur. The sale does not happen. They don't care. Why would they care? I mentioned a friend of mine the other day worked for a group called Teledyne, and I was a top sales guy for that company one year, and I went to visit the factory. And we come up with these special parts. And the national sales manager says, come here, let me show you something. And he takes me inside of the manufacturing area. And he shows me these three or four little Asian women working on the parts that I had sold. And he said to me, Kevin, he said, what you did over there at GD, General Dynamics, he goes, those parts you sell, that's what their job is. He goes, you keep these young ladies employed. And I will never forget the moment. Because up to that point, sales for me was, I beat the other guy. You know what I mean? It was like, he's trying to sell his parts. I sold my parts. I got the order. Woohoo! You know, I was happy. But I didn't think about, it's bigger than that. Somebody's got to make that part. You created a job. And when he told, I'll never, his name was Tom Garland. Probably long gone since then, But I remember going, so I'm the reason she has a job. These people have a job. He's like, and I remember thinking, wow, this is important. What I do is important. I felt good about myself. Wonder good. Smell so good. I want to touch myself. Ha, yeah. I got a little James Brown on me there. I didn't do it in front of them, but when I got back to my hotel, I did. No, I didn't touch myself in crazy ways. I just wanted to, like, appreciate myself. Yeah. So, good people that do not complain understand what the ramifications of their duties are. I know people management well. In the old days, they used to call that department human resources. I don't know, you know, what you call it now, but I think it's called people something. And I can say with confidence that these people managers will one day be forced to deal with the reality, folks, of leftism, the raw cost. Let me give you some examples. Hiring white people is cheap. Now, you may have to give a white person a higher salary on the front end because they are hella negotiators. Oh, yeah, y'all are good. White people are like, you know, no, Kev, I value myself at more than that, and I'm sorry, I can't work for that. Black people are like, yeah, man, when the vacation days? How many vacation days I get? But white people, boy, they will, now I'm afraid I won't be able to do that. They get it all up front because they know once you lock in, that's it. They get higher salaries, but here's the deal. Their risk profile is far smaller, particularly with white, non-leftist men. So for all intents and purposes, you could hire all white, non-leftist men and not even say, I'm going to remember y'all's name. I'm just going to call you Cracker, and I expect all of you answer. So you're like, hey, Cracker, yeah, boss. And five of them run over and want to help. Yeah, well, and we'll laugh. We'll tell people that they're nicknamed Cracker. Yeah, what's your name, Bill? Why does every time that dude come in at these people, they call you Cracker? That's my nickname at work. They got no recourse. They won't say a word. Yeah. They're going to come over and go, what can I do? Stellar work. This is not true of these intersectional leftist folks, these gay, short, ugly, dumb, white people of any type, the black folks, whatever. Their problems, they are mad problematic. Perpetually angry, add female, add some ethnicity into that description I just gave you, and you are bucking for a lawsuit. In a conversation with one of my friends, she handles hiring and firing, and she confided in me. She says, Kevin, I hate hiring leftists. They make my life miserable. And I said to her, then why are you hiring them? And she says, because I don't know who is and who isn't. I said, nonsense. I said, check their social media. Ask questions in the interview that give you insight into who they really are. Hey, listen, did you happen to catch that program on CNN the other night? Yeah, oh, man, that was amazing. I mean, yeah, you know, those poor little pigeons, you know, working so hard. You know, it's hard to believe that they strap a message on them into World War II. I mean, surely there's somebody that can help get these pigeons some money. Okay. It's like when you say, Sweet Caroline in a white bar, and everybody goes, bomb, bomb, bomb. Yeah, y'all tell on yourselves. I know who you are. Yeah, so don't hire them.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. 10 Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Have you taken a cognitive
test? No, I haven't taken a test. Why the hell would I take a test? Come on, man. That's like saying you, before you got in this program, you take a test where you're taking cocaine or not. What do you think, huh? Are you a junkie?
What do you say to President Trump, who brags about his test and makes your mental state an issue for voters?
Well,
If he can't figure out the difference between the elephant and the lion, I don't know what the hell he's talking about. Did you watch that? Look, come on, man. I know you're trying to goad me, but, I mean, I'm so forward looking to have an opportunity to sit with the president or stand with the president in debates. There's going to be plenty of time. And by the way, as I joke with him, you know, I shouldn't say it. I'm going to say something I probably shouldn't say. Anyway, I am very willing to let the American public judge my physical, mental, my physical as well as my mental fitness.
So Biden's catching a little heat for that comment too, because he says to a black journalist with a British accent, by the way, so he has to be smart. Biden says to a black journalist, "Well, were you going to take a cocaine test? Are you a junkie?" That's the equivalent he came up with. Would he have asked, why wouldn't he say this? Why wouldn't you have to take a cognitive test to do your job here? Are you having to take a No, Joe goes for the junkie. You know, because he's stereotyping. Oh, so you want to stereotype me as being old and demented? I stereotype you, black man, you junkie, you prostitute having pimp. I mean, that's essentially what he was saying. Wow. I'm telling you, folks, the level of racism Biden has is exactly that. Of that. Remember the white woman in Central Park? The black dude said to her, "Hey, listen, you should have your dog on a leash." "Oh, my gosh, he's attacking me, police." She's the one that came up with the term Karen, because she goes after this guy because he says, "Hey, why don't you follow the rules? Keep your dog on a leash. Our dogs are on a leash. How dare you have come up and talk to me, black man? I'm a New York liberal. We don't allow our colored folks to come up here and do this." That's what she was essentially saying. See, but she's woke, right? She knows that she's not a racist. She supports everything that the media tells her, except when she has to do it. Except when she's confronted by it. "How dare that black man try to tell me what to do with my dog? Those rules are not for we leftist, elitist white folks. Those rules are for those southerners, you know, with the Confederate flag. Those racists, not the racists like us who hide our racism in all of our, you know, virtue signaling." Let me tell you something, people listening to this show. You are the salt of the earth. You should know this, because you know what you would say? If somebody came up to you and says, "Hey, you need to put your dog on a leash," you'd say, "Yeah, you're right. I let him off for just a minute because he likes to feel like he's in charge, but you're exactly right. I'll get him on." You know, you wouldn't be offended. You would understand it. You'd go, "You know, look, I get it. You know, he doesn't run off. He'll stay right. But watch this. Come here. Billy, get over here." Boop. Dog comes, sit down. "That's why I don't have him on, but you're right. Technically, you're right. You know, what's your name? You know, where do you live?" You'll strike up a conversation. You won't even be offended at all. You'll just be like, "Hey, it is what it is." It's like if somebody were to come up to me and say, "Sir, I noticed you weren't wearing a mask. You know, with the mask mandate, why is it you feel like you can?" I would say, "Well, because I don't believe the stats. I don't believe any of it. I don't believe that my rights should be infringed upon, blah, blah, blah." I would be talking. And if you want to have a conversation about my mask, but when you come up to me and go, "You, where's your mask at? Blah, blah, blah." Yeah, then I'm going to get in your grill. Anyway, Biden was supposed to announce his VP pick last week, but he didn't. Yeah, indecisive. Because this is a big decision to see who's going to get their butt kicked with him. And the person who picks this is going to go down in history as the next Geraldine Ferraro, who loses huge to the president who's really proven himself. And who do you think? People, "Oh, Michelle Obama." He could surprise us with Michelle Obama. Michelle Obama is not giving up the life that she has. And if they indict her husband, I'm going to make you a bet. Michelle Obama would divorce Barack in a New York minute. She'd run off with one of her Secret Service men. What you talking about? Anyway, when Obama won in 2008, he had an army of volunteers, people of all ages, all ethnicity, backgrounds. They clamored to see America elect its first black president. And he was clean, too, right? Because Biden told us he was clean. Got the clean bill of health from Joe Biden. But the man who declared Barack Obama clean isn't getting the same reaction. He can't get volunteers. Biden can't muster the leftist base to support him in the field. Now, Politico said the Trump campaign had knocked on over a million doors. Joe Biden's campaign knocked on zero. Now, Biden's team blames the pandemic. They say, we don't want to get out there and give people the woo flu, so we're going to stay in. We want to be safe. America should not be subjected to door knockers and all the concerns that people would have if somebody knocked on your door like that. Here's this article goes on. The Republican and Democratic parties, from the presidential candidates on down, are taking polar opposite approach to door-to-door canvassing. I'm telling you guys this so you can feel a level of comfort, okay? Anyway, they say the competing bets on the value of the face-to-face campaigning during the pandemic has no modern precedent, making it a potential wild card in November, especially in close races. Biden and the DNC aren't sending volunteers or staffers to talk with voters at home. Let me tell you why. They don't want to get the bad news that people are concerned about Joe Biden's competency, his leadership. They're concerned about the Democrat scandals. They don't want to hear what you have to say. So they don't want to knock on any doors. They want to believe the polls and believe that they have put in the infrastructure to cheat their way to a presidential win. Hey, relax. It's not going to happen. So anyway, they aren't sending volunteers. I said, don't anticipate doing anything more than dropping off literature unless the crisis abates. So they're using the woo flu as their reason. They say they think they can compensate for the lack of in-person canvassing with phone calls, texts, and new forms of digital organizing and virtual meetups with voters. Let me tell you, put Biden on a Zoom call, say you can talk to the vice president, and that line will be so clear. It'll be like a regular business meeting. Put Trump on a Zoom call. He will break the system. The Chinese will have to put in more servers and get more, you know, brainiacs looking at the system because it will be broken. They go on. At first, I was nervous, but our response rate on phone calls and texts are much higher, and people are not necessarily wanting someone to go up to their door right now, said Jen Ritter, Biden's National States Director. You get to throw a lot of the rule book out of the window and try new things. So somebody coming up and saying, will you vote for me, isn't going to matter as much as somebody sending you a note, is what they're saying. Now, the Trump campaign is taking it differently. They say Trump and the RNC, in contrast, started deploying mask-wearing field staffers and volunteers to the streets in June. GOP ramped up quickly, claims it's knocked on a million doors since the COVID thing. They're focusing on Arizona. They're focusing on the battleground swing states. The swing states. Republicans say they think it can make a difference. In-person conversations have been much more effective than I know they are with me. I can just speak personally. They said from now to the election, voters may only see one campaign at their doors. That's what Elliot Echols, the RNC's national field director, said. He said if this were Barack Obama running, Democrats would want to be out there knocking on doors. They don't have the enthusiasm or strong field operation, so it's a convenient excuse. We can do this safely for President Trump and Republicans up and down the ballot. Completely agree, folks. Biden can't get volunteers willing to do the dirty work, but Trump can. Even more hysterical is Democrats can pay people to riot and cause mayhem across multiple cities, but apparently no one wants the job of selling Biden door to door or anywhere else for that matter. So, look, you can look at this any way you want. But I'm going to tell you, face-to-face campaigns, they don't work. That's not a big deal anymore. Throw the book out the window. It's not that big. Yeah, well, same with rallies, right? Rallies don't work. What, Donald Trump, he's bragging about these rallies he's gotten pre-Hillary. We don't care about that. So what? Hillary can't draw a crowd. Door-to-door, folks, is going to be much the same. Democrats don't have anything to sell with Biden. His policies suck. He's a racist. He's a molester of a staffer, Tara Reid, and he has dementia. I wouldn't be anxious to support a guy like that or go knock on doors for him, and neither are the Democrats.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.